From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 14th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The state on Wednesday, September the 13th, unveiled work done at Catskill Falls to improve safety and accessibility. The $800,000 project, completed under the state's Adventure New York initiative, took more than 6 years to finish. Recent additions include an overlook platform and 200-foot cable handrail leading down to the middle pool of the falls. Parts of the trail system were also rehabilitated. In 2016, a 115-foot hiking bridge was installed that spans Spruce Creek and connects the hamlet of Haines Falls to the Encampment Trail and North-South Lake Campground. And the trail also extended from the middle pool to the Encampment Trail to link the top of the bottom of the falls, allowing hikers to avoid a potentially dangerous bushwhack between the two locations. Referring to the recent fatalities and injuries at the falls, Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We were advertising to people to come and visit, but there were accidents. It's much safer now," end quote. Huntertown Councilman David Kuckel said that the improvements are not completely finished. He said there are plans to improve road safety in the area and benches on the trail and shuttle system to bring people to and from the falls. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Coxsackie Town Board on Tuesday, September the 12th, approved a bond resolution for the town's new $2.7 million municipal building and highway garage. The board voted unanimously to authorize the bond. Town Supervisor Richard Hans said the bond repayment for the Bailey Street facility would be made over a 30-year period. The resolution authorized the issuance of a bond up to $3.25 million, and the town also received a state grant totaling $500,000 for the project in January, Hans said. He said construction of the new facility will not increase local taxes. The building would house the town court, administrative offices, and the highway department, and would also serve as the highway department garage. The town board will now seek bids for the construction of the new building, which could be completed by early 2019. You could read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Brian Nearing writes in the Times Union that the State Department of Conservation is reporting the emerald ash borer continues to spread in New York, now appearing near the Canadian border. Commissioner Basil Sago said that the destructive invasive beetle that destroys ash trees was found last month in special traps set by the DEC in St. Lawrence and St. Franklin counties. The traps were located only a few miles from the Canadian border and I quote, may represent an expansion of the Canadian infestations into New York, end quote, according to the DEC. In May, the state imposed a quarantine zone on 43 of the state's 62 counties, including the portion of the state south of the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and Tug Hill Plateau, with the exception of New York City and Long Island. The emerald ash borer is a skinny green beetle about the size of a penny. It poses a growing threat to the state's 900 million ash trees. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy today with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Friday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 6:34 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:06 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 14th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.